Brethren, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was by nature God, did not consider being equal to God a thing to cling to, but emptied himself, taking the nature of a slave, and being made like unto men. And appearing in the form of man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even to death on a cross. Therefore God has also exalted him, and has bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus came with them to a country place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be saddened and exceedingly troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is sad, even unto death. Wait here and watch with me." And going forward a little, he fell prostrate and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me, yet not as I will, but as thou willest." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Could you not watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again the second time he went away and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass away unless I drink it, thy will be done." He came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And leaving them, he went back again and prayed a third time, saying the same words over. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he who betrays me is at hand." And while he was yet speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer, who had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, that is he, lay hold of him." He went straight up to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, for what purpose hast thou come?" Then they came forward and set hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus reached out his hand, drew his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put back thy sword into its place. For all those who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or dost thou not suppose I cannot entreat my Father, and even now will furnish me with more than 12 legion of angels? How then are the scriptures to be fulfilled, that thus it must take place?" In that hour Jesus said to the crowds, "As against robbers you have come out with swords and clubs to seize me. I sat daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not lay hands on me. Now all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. Now those who had taken Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and elders were gathered together. But Peter was following him at a distance, even to the courtyard of the high priest, and he went in and sat with the attendants to see the end. Now the chief priests and Sanhedrin were seeking false witness against Jesus, that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. But at last, of all, two false witnesses came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it after 3 days.'" Then the high priest, standing up, said to him, "Dost thou make no answer to these things that these men prefer against you?" But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest said to him, "I abjure thee by the living God to tell us whether thou art the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, Thou hast said it. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power of God and coming upon the cloud of heaven. Then the high priest tore his garments and said, He blasphemed. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now we have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they answered and said, He is liable to death. Then they spat in his face and buffeted him, while others struck his face with palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, O Christ, who is it that struck thee? Now Peter was sitting outside the courtyard, and a maidservant came up to him and said, Thou also was with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it. He denied before them all, saying, I do not know what thou art saying. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another maid saw him and said to him, I said to those who were there, This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he denied it with an oath. I do not know the man. And after a while the bystanders came up and said to Peter, Surely thou art also one of them, for even thy speech betrays thee. Then he began to curse and to swear that he did not know the man. And at that moment the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the words that Jesus had said, Before the cock crows, thou wilt deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Now when morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel together against Jesus in order to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the procurator. Then Judas, who betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented, brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in betraying innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? See to it thyself. And he flung the pieces of silver into the temple and withdrew, and went away and hanged himself with a halter. And the chief priests took the pieces of silver and said, It is not lawful to put it into the treasury, seeing that it is the price of blood. And after they had consulted together, they bought with them a potter's field as a burial place for strangers. For this reason, the field has been called, even to this day, Helsedama, that is, the field of blood. Then what was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. And they took the 30 pieces of silver, upon whom the children of Israel set a price, and they gave them for a potter's field, as the Lord directed. Now Jesus stood before the procurator, and the procurator asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus said to him, Thou sayest it. And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he made no answer. Then Pilate said to him, Dost thou not hear how many things they prefer against thee? But he did not answer him a single word, so that the procurator wondered exceedingly. Now at the festival time, the procurator used to release to the crowd a prisoner, whomever they would. Now he had at this time a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said, Whom do you wish that I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that they had delivered him up out of envy. Now as he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things in a dream today because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. But the procurator addressed them and said to them, Which of the two do you wish that I release to you? And they said, Barabbas. And Pilate said to them, What then am I to do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said, Let him be crucified. The procurator said to them, Why, what evil has he done? But they kept crying out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." Now Pilate, seeing that he was doing no good, but rather that a riot was breaking out, took water and washed his hands in the sight of the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be upon us and upon our children." Then he released to them Barabbas, but Jesus he scourged and delivered them to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the procurator took Jesus into the praetorium, gathered together about him the whole cohort, and they stripped him and put on a scarlet cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed into his right hand. And bending the knee before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spat on him and took the reed and kept striking him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the cloak off him and put on his own garments and led him away to be crucified. Now, as they went out, they found a man of Cyrene named Simon, whom they forced to take up his cross. And they came to the place called Golgotha, that is, the place of the skull. And they gave him wine to drink mixed with gall. And when he had tasted it, he would not drink. And after they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots, to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots." And sitting down, they kept watch over him. And they put above his head the charge against him, written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right hand and one on the left. Now the passerby were jeering at him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, thou who destroyest the temple and in 3 days buildest it up again, save thyself. If thou art the Son of God, come down from the cross." In like manner, the chief priests and scribes and elders mocking said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he wants him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." And the robbers also, who were crucified with him, reproached him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. But about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders on hearing this said, "This man is calling Elias." And immediately one of them ran, and taking a sponge, soaked it in common wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. But the rest said, "Wait, let us see whether Elias is coming to save him." But Jesus again cried out with a loud voice, and gave up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked, and the rocks were rent, and the tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep arose. And coming forth out of the tomb after his resurrection, they came into the Holy Land and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those who were with him kept guard over Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, they were very much afraid, and they said, "Truly, he was the Son of God." And many women were there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee, the sons of Zebedee. Now when it was evening, there came a certain rich man of Arimathea, Joseph by name, who was himself a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered that the body be given up And Joseph, taking the body, wrapped it in clean linen and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. Then he rolled a large stone to the entrance of the tomb and departed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Brethren, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Human beings as a whole are ignorant and very stupid creatures, especially when we are reminded of things and they stare us in the face and we are staring them directly. We see that foolishness in the world around us. But we're not here to look at the world around us. We're here to look at ourselves and to see if we fall into the same folly. We are reminded of Christ at his time today. We begin Holy Week and we have palms and are reminded of the people who processed with Christ into the great city of Jerusalem and proclaimed him, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then we are reminded a few moments later of a few days after that event when they said, crucify him, away with him, we have no king but Caesar. And how often does that take place with us? We have, if we really believe what we say we believe, Christ, the same Christ who processed in Jerusalem, the same Christ who they rejected, they mistreated, they spat upon, they crowned with thorns, and they put to death, is here. And in a few moments, during the holy sacrifice of the Mass, will come down and be represented to us in the same way he was present on Calvary, and at the Last Supper, before you and before me, today, in a few moments. What are you going to do? How much longer is this going to go? Is that going to be our attitude? I wonder what we're going to eat today. You know, if it sounds really good for dinner, is that what we're going to be thinking about? Or are we going to participate properly at Mass? Not participate like those who participated in the passion and death of our Lord, being the executioners, the abusers, the mockers, the false witnesses. Oh, there's too many of those, my dear friends in Christ. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to get focused on what's truly important. It's time for us to really place Christ where he needs to be in our life. If we don't, we lose. We lose. It's so interesting to me. Someone comes up to trouble or a hard time and they reach out. Father, come, I need the sacraments and everything. But yet, they don't run into trouble waters. They're good with doing the things that they're doing, the same old, same old. The same old trend of gossiping, self-seeking, sinful pleasure, amusements, being worldlings. And my dear friends in Christ, we're not called to be worldlings. He paid too high a price in order so that we might become saints. In order so that we can become holy. When we use the term Holy Week, it's not for the simple fact that the week remembers holy events. It's called Holy Week because in this week there are special graces offered to us in order so that we might become holy if we make use of them. But like people then who had the Christ, the same Christ that you and I have today, will plug their ears and will say, no, whatever. You know, yeah, God understands. And they play the same old stupid game. And they cheat themselves out of having what they could have. Let's not do that. Let's truly make this week a holy week, putting Christ in his right place, making sure that he has place in our heart, and that we show him the gratitude that we ought to for what he has done and what he does for us. When we come up to the communion rail, let us not be like those who spat on his face and receive him and nonchalantly go back to our pews, but let us take him into our hearts, take him back into our homes, and share his goodness with others, remembering that new commandment he gave to the apostles after he washed their feet, saying, as I have loved you, so you also ought to love one another. Let us make sure we forgive all injuries, whether they be real or imagined, and more than not, let's be honest, more than not, they're imagined. I'm offended. Look at the way the person looked at me. And what stupidity. We can't be imitators of Christ in that way. How should we be imitators of Christ? Pay attention to the epistle. He says, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was by nature God, infinite, perfect, did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but emptied himself, taking the nature of a slave and being made like unto men, and becoming obedient even to the death of the cross. That's the spirit we need to go and proceed into Lent. And if you do so properly, my dear friends in Christ, and we have place with Christ, and we consider our guilt and our hand in his passion and his death, and we are contrite and we die to self, then at the end we can have part with his glory and his victory over death, over devil, over the devil, and over sin. You can't have it any other way. There are people who try and they celebrate it, but it's short-lived, and they have to go to sleep at night with the emptiness that mentality has or offers. No, let us make this week truly a holy week by making sure that Christ has right and proper place in our hearts and in our day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.